the best yo-yo team in Premier League history, Norwich, have had an absolutely dismal start to the Premier League season and look set to go down straight away again, and are probably going to get promoted again next season. They've been really bad. Really, really, really bad. They kicked off the season with a 3-0 loss to Liverpool, and since then have just not really looked like getting a win. And they are on course to finish with the least amount of points in Premier League history if they carry on the way that they have started. The worst obviously being Derby County, when they got 11 points and took 4 points off of Newcastle in the process of doing so, which is too funny not to mention. But yeah, Saturday, 7-0 loss to Chelsea. 7-0. The Premier League's not going to get called the Farmers League, but if that happened in France or in Germany, there would be Farmers League comments being made. But they just look abysmal. And Daniel Farke, probably, I don't know what, like, when Norwich are going to think that they need to move on, or if they're going to keep him, because they know that he will probably get him promoted again next season. Who knows what they're going to do with him? Who knows what they're going to do with the team? I don't know what they're going to do in January. They have 2 points after 9 games, both draws, obviously, at home to Brighton and away to Burnley. And next up, they have Leeds at home, which is a must-win for both teams. Leeds are struggling. They need a win. And what better team to face than Norwich if they want to get a win? And if, in Norwich's case, they probably couldn't pick a better team to play as well. Leeds are struggling. They've got players out. Rafinha picked up a knock against Wales on Saturday. So yeah, if they don't beat Leeds at home, there's really not much hope for them, and it's a case of them making sure that they don't become the worst team in Premier League history.